Dr. Dean Husong's joining us here from Tomahawk Family Dental. Dr. Dean, good morning. Nice to have you with us.
Well, good morning, Greg, and good morning to all of our WJJQ listeners this morning.
And you have been on the road this weekend.
I was, yes. Got down to, over to Minneapolis and saw our granddaughter, youngest granddaughter, and the other family was out of town, so we didn't get to see them this time, but hopefully it won't be too long. And then down to my son Ryan's, where I did a couple days of dentistry for him towards the end of the week there. So
you and I were talking before the show a little bit about Ryan. It seems like he was just graduating from high school a few weeks ago, and now all of a sudden he's been in a practice, over 12 years, Dean?
Yeah, and a dentist even longer than that, since 2007. Of course, he ended up working for some clinics and things like most of the young grads do nowadays. And then he started up his own practice, and it's doing real well. And it's been fun kind of going down there these last several years and doing some dentistry for him and having that professional relationship. Not that we didn't talk dentistry in shop before, but it's kind of different. And seeing him, how he relates with his patients, and he has as good a following as I have had, and he's enjoying his practicing in a small town just outside of the Des Moines area.
Do you think he'll make it 45 years like you have?
I don't know if he wants to.
A lot of people who have their occupations now, no matter what the occupation is, whether it's dental or radio, they normally don't make it quite as long as, some of the old timers have, like you and I.
Well, I think the same thing is true of yourself. I've found dentistry to be an extremely fun and good fit for myself, for my personality, for my interests. I've always liked working with hands. Even when I was a kid, I would, the thing I liked best about going to my grandma's, my grandfather had passed away, but he had a little shop area downstairs, and she let me go down there, and there's always some leftover lumber and some screws and nails, and I just like putting things together. I liked making things, and
sure.
So that's always been my natural inclination, and dentistry has allowed me to incorporate that, because in dentistry, quite obviously, there's a lot of fixing to do.
Yeah, exactly right.
Yeah.
When did you know you wanted to go to become a dentist and move on to dental school? Did you know that at quite a young age, high school age?
Well, high school for sure. I was kind of looking at different things, and I always enjoyed the sciences, and I like being around people. And so with some suggestions from family and counselors and things like that, they encouraged me to check dentistry out. And at first, I didn't know if that would be what I'd do. I also like to write a lot, and so I was very seriously considering that. But I gave it a try, and started going through the science curriculum, which is pretty intense, to get in, and still found that having gone through that or going through that, there are a lot of things that just interest me, and so I kept going that direction, and fortunately I was able to get into dental school and made that dream come true.
And here we are 45 years later, and still at it, Dean.
Yes, and still enjoying it. And
isn't that
even though I'm retiring at the end of this year, like most people know, I still enjoy going in every day. This morning, I already saw my first patient. We got them in and done on time, so I could get here on time, and I have not quit my day job.
Well, if you're looking for something to do, maybe a little part-time radio would be good coming up next year. Can always use extra people.
That I have learned is not my natural calling.
No. It's always been great. It's been great having you on the air with all these years, Dean. We've enjoyed our conversations, and we have a handful more yet left before we sign off.
Absolutely. But I've always held you people in great esteem who can use their mouth and make a living doing it.
Yeah. Well,
I help that mouth work, but
you do. Exactly right. On your travels, you get to a lot of different cities, going through small towns up toward Iowa and coming back and forth from the Twin Cities. And you and I were talking that we have a pretty good looking city, don't we, here at this time of year?
I tell you, Greg, I'm just amazed. Every year I see this, I was driving downtown on some, I don't know if it was a lunch hour or I'd gotten off a little bit early that afternoon or whatever, and went down our Main Street, and I was just amazed at how good that looks. There's a lot of towns that do something, okay? But I think our town just stands head and shoulders above so many others that I have seen in how complete and thorough and just nice and the number of people that it must take to make this happen, because I know a lot of it is done through volunteer, maybe all of it, and I don't know all the numbers or certainly not all the names of the people involved, but I think they need a big thank you for all the effort that goes into making our town look like it does.
Yeah, it looks just beautiful, doesn't it? And just wait for the next few weeks. It's going to continue to even get more gorgeous.
Yes, and you know, I have enough flowers at home. I like flowers, and so I have a nice stand of phlox. I've got some hanging baskets, you know, that Cerny's dutifully get ready for us to take care of. But they still take maintenance, you know.
Right.
And I came home, and one out of my four hanging baskets was really showing that needed to get some water and get some water now. And you never see that downtown. I mean, they always look impeccable.
Yeah.
I mean, and you know, hats off to everybody who's involved with that, because that's a lot of watering. It's a lot of taking care of. Winds come up and beats those things, and they need attention, and they get the attention there. And so I think everybody who's involved with that should know that so many people in the community take pride in what we have there, and a big thank you to you.
Yeah, absolutely. Justin and his staff at Cerny's get them started, you know, in the early, late winter, early spring, and get them up, and then you have all the volunteers that water them, you know, every few days, and people take a special attention of them right now, because our flowers downtown look beautiful, and all the other amenities that we have here in our community. So,
and I think that's just a reflection of how special our community is.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's so many people. You know, I've seen a lot of people in my practice over the years, and many of them have been with me the 30 or 40 years, however long they've been around. But I have a lot of new people, too.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the constant things that I hear from new people is how nice it is to live in Tomahawk, to be in Tomahawk. I mean, it's an area of great and special natural resources, of course, with all the lakes and rivers and forests and all of that. But we've got a lot of special people, too. Okay, and that's how we make something like the flowers work out. There's a lot of people that care about that.
Well, Dr. Dean, our guest, our monthly radio show here, Dr. Dean, of course, TomahawkFamilyDental.com is the website. And Dean, you're kind of in an area now where you're going to see some of the patients that you've had 40-plus years, and we'll talk about some of those folks, because you're, a lot of them are six-month cycle, so this will be the last time before you retire that you have an opportunity. How do you feel about that? Some of these folks you've practiced with, what, a few weeks into your practice, haven't you?
Oh, yeah, and it's been, July started that six-month cycle for a lot of people, where when they come back in 6 months, well, it's going to be January. I'm retiring at the end of December. And so I've been saying my goodbyes, and that's really weird.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, when you've been in here, I mean, I came here right out of dental school, okay? And this is the only place I know. And as far as a town for living, you know, as a kid, I moved around a lot.
Right.
My dad was a manager and very good at what he did. And so he was asked to transfer into areas that had problems because they knew he could get a hold of where the problems were and get them cleaned up and get the ship righted and going in the right direction. And so that meant moving anywhere from every year was, I think, the shortest to the longest was maybe 4 years. Okay,
right.
So I had a lot of opportunity to go and see different places, but it wasn't always good when you felt that you'd established long-term relationships. And interestingly enough, I'm one of four siblings. I had three sisters, and I met a guy when I lived up in Superior for 4 years, and he became a very close friend long before either one of us chose careers back in junior high. And we stayed friends. I moved there when I was a sophomore in high school. But we'd become such good friends that we stayed friends. We both ended up going into dentistry. And he had two sisters. Wow. And so we became each other's brother. We call each other brothers by different mothers.
Yeah.
And in fact, I'm going elk hunting with him in another couple of weeks, and just one of our many adventures that we've shared over the years.
Sure. Is he still practicing?
He is.
He
yes.
is too.
Yeah, but he sold his practice to his son.
Okay.
Okay, and his son came back to the hometown, and he's working for a clinic now. And so he doesn't have all the hassles and some of the headaches that go along with owning a business, okay, mm-hmm. and is able to just focus on treating patients.
Boy, you guys, that makes you pretty similar, doesn't it?
We're similar in a lot of ways, yeah. And so it's kind of a special thing.
Yeah, that's awesome. You know, when you look back over your career here in Tomahawk, and you and Ann raised your family here and, you know, built your practice here and built your new business or your new building, you know, years ago. Every time I drive by, it still looks like it's brand new. It's such a
it's held up well.
It
hasn't
has it? Yeah. Such a beautiful structure and yeah. things like that. And you probably have had patients that have been with you since the early months of your practice, huh, Dean?
It's been amazing this last month when I was really focusing on it, because I look up and see how long a person's been with me. I mean, I usually have a pretty good idea, but I don't always remember the specifics. And I had one gentleman, a truck driver, and I remember it as clear as if it would have happened yesterday, because I'd been in practice 3 weeks.
Wow.
And he'd been in to see me, and he had a tooth, what we call blow up, abscess, and he was out on the road. And so we had to get him some medications, but still stuff that he could drive with so he could get back. And of course, as soon as he got back in, and I can't remember where he was, but he's a long ways away.
Sure.
We got him in and got him taken care of, or at least on the road to being taken care of. That ended up being quite an ordeal. And he was just getting ready to take off on another trip, this time for a fun trip, a motorcycle trip with his son. They were going to go out to Maine, and he started feeling something in his tooth, and that brought back bad memories for him. And so he came in just to make sure nothing was going wrong, and it wasn't. So so we could send him off on his trip with a clear conscience and that nothing was likely to happen.
Yeah.
But he'd been with me since my third week of practice.
That's incredible, isn't it?
Back in November. Yeah. I opened in October of 1978, and I saw him the first week of November in 78.
And I suspect if you go back through your patient files, there's a lot of people who are in similar scenarios as this gentleman that you have seen since 1978 or 1980 or whatever, but many, many, many years.
I had another patient in and doing his check and saying my goodbyes, and he said, you know, I came to see you for the first time when I was in third grade.
Not that makes you feel old or anything, Dean. Yeah. That's great.
Yeah.
Third grade and still seeing him today.
You bet.
That is awesome.
And that's been really special and gratifying to know that we've had that relationship for that long, and we've been able to help and keep people on the right dental path for that long period of time. But
well, you talk about third grade. You guys always have done a lot of things with the school. You know, the Sealants program, and I know you have youngsters, the kindergartners and some of the younger kids that have come to your practice over the years, you know, and things like that. So I'm not surprised you have somebody since, you know, that age in life.
And it was amazing on him, the one that had been there since third grade. See, I was one of the first dentists in this whole area, probably in the state, to be doing and recommending Sealants.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, people looked at me like as maybe from Mars when I started talking about doing dental sealants. But the University of Iowa was the key place in the country, if not the world, where sealants were developed. And so we got in on it when I was still in dental school, and so that was just a natural thing. But it was probably a good 8 to 10 years before that was being pushed and throughout the profession and becoming a household name. And so we had a lot of people with sealants, and it was interesting to note that we've done had to do very little dental work for him over the years, okay, yeah. Other than to take his wisdom teeth out and a few little things here and there, because they make a difference. They sure. make a huge difference, and sure. and it's gratifying to see that you've been a part of getting that type of thing established in a community and making a difference for their dental health.
Absolutely, and over the years, even on the other side of outside your office, I know you were on the chamber board and all kinds of other things that you've done in the school board. You know, so many other things that you did in our community, and those are great things that an opportunity to give back to.
Well, and it's been fun. And part of learning and being part of a community, any community. And yeah, I started at the first thing. I wasn't even in town a year, and they asked me to be on the Arway board when That's Arway right. Was in town. And then the chamber board started real soon after that. And so those are all good opportunities to mix and meet people. And become part of a community, because, you know, moving around like I had and then being in school and stuff, you're in communities but not really part of it.
Right.
Okay, so you're kind of an outsider all the time, mm-hmm. and that's one of the reasons I came to a small town. I didn't want to be an outsider. I wanted to be part of an integral group of people that cared for each other and worked with each other, and it's been a great ride.
Sure. You know, you talk about patients that you've had all these years, but you're still meeting new patients right now. You're still accepting new patients at the practice. And Dr. Dean Husong's number is 453-5321. And, of course, the website TomahawkFamilyDental.com at 10 Bradley Farm Road here in Tomahawk. And I'm suspecting you're still seeing new patients, you know, every week.
I've got one scheduled this afternoon.
There we are.
Yeah. And so, yeah, and that's a pretty common occurrence because there's, you know, always people moving in, okay? A lot of people don't live up in the Northwoods forever, okay, like I have and you have, okay? They're here for a period of time. And so when that chapter is closing in their life, then obviously then we're looking to keep serving people. And so the new ones that move in, we're more than happy to see and do see. And so establish those relationships. And even though with me, it won't be for 40 years, right. it could be with the next person that's going to be coming in. So absolutely.
It's we're fortunate to have people like you, Dean, that are here and such an integral part to our community and the professional service of dentistry. And, you know, we talk about our physicians, too, quite often, and you and I have, too, as well. We've had a lot of our physicians that have been here, you know, most of their practice, too. They came in as young people, and they've still been here. So that kind of professional part of our community has been longevity, I think.
Oh, absolutely. And that's always a big plus. It just is, because when you can have continuity, because there's a lot of times I have to give the physician offices a call when we're dealing with a patient that has maybe special medical needs that uh-huh. we need to be concerned with, even something as simple as somebody being on blood thinners and making sure that we're doing what needs to be done to keep that patient safe and healthy. And so whether it's checking out blood levels or whatever, and it's great working with people that you know and see, and a lot of those people are patients of mine, and it just makes it good to be able to communicate that way.
Now, you were talking about 45 years. You have a reunion coming up over at Iowa?
I do.
So it's, 45?
It's going to be my 45th dental reunion.
Wow.
Yeah. And so when I was there at the 40th, there were a few of us still working, okay? But the majority of them had retired. And so it'll be interesting to see now going back, because I wasn't planning on going this long, okay?
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, we'd already started talking probably by that time 5 years ago with, some people that were showing interest. And then something called COVID came along.
Right, yep.
And that kind of shut talks down with a lot of people for 2-3 years. But like I said, I've always enjoyed what I've done. And so to me, that wasn't a big imposition. You know, it was just another opportunity to take care of people in their needs. In fact, there were a lot of offices that did kind of shut down for a good period of time during COVID. In fact, some states made them shut down. I mean, Michigan and Iowa, even where my son is, they made them shut down for, we never did. Mm-hmm. Okay. Our state, I need to give commendation to the people at the levels. They left it pretty much open and to the practitioner's discretion on how to run their practice, which I think is a smart way to do things. And with hindsight being 2020 and looking back, it was the best thing for people too, because there were too many people and too many things that got left wanting, and people got into trouble that thought that they couldn't go in to see a dentist because COVID was here.
Yeah. So you'll give us a report later in September then, after the 45th reunion, and tell us a few stories.
maybe some, but maybe not all.
Well, Dean, we're just about out of time. Speaking of stories, do you have any little humorous things that you would like to end the show on, like you always do?
Well, it'll be up to people's discretion whether they think it's humorous or not. But tell me, Greg, what do you call an angry carrot?
An angry carrot.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Dean, I'm not good at these games.
Yeah, well, that's what we're playing here.
Okay.
A steamed veggie.
Oh, boy.
Okay, all right. So maybe you're better with pigs. What do you call a pig practicing karate?
Pig practicing karate.
I thought you'd get this one right off. Pork chop.
Oh.
He's a pork chop. Okay, now there's two tomatoes racing. And what did the lead one holler back to the laggard? Ketchup.
Boy, you know, over the
aren't
over
you glad
the
it's
years,
over?
I can say over the years that we've done this, I don't know about the improvement. In
the humor still sucks, huh?
No. The humor is great, Dean. I love your stories and love spending the time with you. And we'll look forward to visiting with you again in September. Now is our show before or after the reunion?
I'd have to look. I didn't look.
I think it's the middle part. I think it's after.
It could be.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Either way,
okay.
we'll get a report on the reunion. I'll look forward to that.
Very good.
As always, Dean, a pleasure. Thank you very much.
All right.
All right. Have a good few weeks, and we'll talk to you soon.
Very good, Jeff.
Thank you, Dr. Dean. Dr. Dean Hussong, our guest on our monthly radio show here on WJJQ in Tomahawk. Of course, Dr. Dean has seen patients for 45 years in Tomahawk and is still having the opportunity to meet new patients. So if you're looking for a dental practice, give Dr. Dean a call at 453-5321. Of course, the practice is housed in a beautiful office at 10 Bradley Farm Road here in Tomahawk, and the website is tomahawkfamilydental.com. We'll have another visit with Dr. Dean coming up next month, and we'll look forward to either previewing the reunion or hearing more about the reunion at that time.